Oh, yes, I see, she muttered in her best detective voice. She leaned her hands on the windowsill and stared out the window. It was an ordinary day in her ordinary neighborhood. She had been staring out of her window for quite some time, just hoping to spot something suspicious. She wanted to have an adventure, but she did not think anyone else did. Everyone seemed to have something to do, or something they were interested in. It was the beginning of summer, and she was ready to have some fun. Sadly, she had a bit of a cold and could not go swimming just yet. So she decided to do her other favorite activity, detecting. Her mother called it spying. Her father called it being a little nosy. But she called it paying very close attention. She was paying very close attention to the older couple walking down the street with their tiny dog. She was certain that these people must not be as sweet and nice as they looked. She was just about to launch an investigation when her phone rang. She ran over to the stand beside her bed where she charged it. Hello? She said, hoping it would be an adventure calling.
Oh, I'm so glad you answered, Mouse gushed into the phone.
Mouse was her best friend. He collected little mice as pets, so everyone called him Mouse. Actually, maybe she had been the one to start it, but either way, he was now known as Mouse.
What's wrong? She asked.
It's Magellan, he sighed. He's gone.
Is that a mouse? She asked.
Yes, my favorite mouse, he cried out.
Really?
She frowned.
All right, they're all my favorite, he said. But Magellan is so tiny, I am so scared he's lost or hurt somewhere.
Have you checked all your pockets? She asked.
Mouse liked to carry his pets around with him in his pockets from time to time.
Yes, and the usual hiding spots. Under the bed, in the closet, in the hamper.
In the hamper? She gasped.
Yes, he answered.
Brave Mouse, she giggled.
Listen, he said, getting frustrated. It's not funny. I have to find Magellan.
I know you do, she said. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have teased. This sounds like an investigation, she said firmly. I'll be over in 10 minutes.
Please hurry, Mouse squeaked.
When she hung up the phone, her mind was already spinning with ideas. As she walked out of the house, she spotted the older couple with their tiny dog. They smiled at her. She smiled back, but she knew they were up to something. The walk to Mouse's house was not very far. It was only down the street. As she walked along, she heard something moving in the brush beside the sidewalk.
"Who's there?" she demanded as she turned to look inside the brush.
There was no person small enough to hide in the bushes. Maybe, just maybe, it was the couple's dog come back to spy on her. She peeked through the brush to see what was following after her. In the middle of the twigs and leaves was a small orange cat. It looked up at her with little blue eyes and seemed very sweet.
"Aw, what a cute kitty," she cooed.
That cute kitty wasn't happy that he had been found. He reached out with his sharp little claws and swiped at the finger she stretched out to pet him.
"Hey," she protested. "That's my finger."
She snatched it back before its sharp little nails could slice into her skin.